young child. And when you have found him, bring me word again that I may come and worship him also. I began to think last night about what Christmas was really about. And without finding Christ, there's nothing to celebrate in Christmas. Amen. I mean, you might get a bunch of presents and you might see your family, but without having Jesus Christ in your life, there's nothing to celebrate. He still came to the earth and was born. He's still the King of the world. He's still the Savior of the world. He still died for you. But the starting of Christmas is finding Him. Amen. I begin to think about this when the Bible said that Herod wanted to know when they found Him that he's going to go worship Him. And we know that Herod had no desire to worship Him. But I want to say this, that when the shepherds was in the field and the angels came to them and told them that there's a child to be born, they began to travel so they could go find him. Amen. Let me just say this morning, if you ain't found him, you need to. Amen. Boy, we're being quiet this morning. Maybe there ain't as many people found him as I thought they had. Amen. But you can celebrate today if you found Jesus. Jesus, amen. Amen. I tell you what I begin to think about this morning when it said that they found him. There's four things that was on my heart, and one of them was that they found him. When they went in, the Bible said there they had traveled afar. Amen. And you know, Brother Miley, I don't mind traveling as long as when I get there, it's worth the trip. Amen. I don't like driving 2 hours to the hospital. I don't like driving 3 hours to a funeral. But when I'm going to vacation or to celebrate or to be with my family, the trip's not that bad. Brother, when they traveled afar, they found him. Amen. And there's a reason that they're excited. Amen. Amen. They had found him. You know, I believe the starting of excitement in a church is when people find him. Amen. A church ought to rejoice when people find him. They ought to be shouting when somebody finds him. And especially at this loss, you'll never know a greater joy than the day you find him as your Savior. Amen. Amen. Well, they found him. And that was just the start of it. Amen. But then after they found him, the Bible said in Matthew 2 and 11, and when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Amen. Let's just start off here that they found him, and then after that, if you're going to give him anything, it ought to be unto him. Amen. The wise men, when they found him, brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. They brought presents, but what for you and what for me? The presents was for him. Amen. If you're going to give him something, give it to him. Amen. 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 You know why? Do you know somebody this morning might say, Brother Jeff, Jesus ain't here anymore. How can I give something to him? Amen. Let me just give you a few pointers. The Bible said, if you've done it unto the least of them, you've done it unto me. Amen. You carry a ham to somebody, you're carrying it to Jesus. Amen. You give a little toy to Toys R Tots, you're giving Jesus a present. Amen. Thank you, Lord. If you call somebody to let them know you're thinking about them, you're calling Jesus. Amen. Amen. But here they brought him.
presents. And no doubt, all of us is going to get presents. I don't expect anybody's going to get any gold. Amen. If you do, you let me know. I like sharing presents. Amen. I've had to share already some of mine. I've come back from work. I'll get in the house. Some of them say, well, whose cookies are these? And I said, they was given to me. Let me try one. Everybody in the house wanted a cookie. Amen. And then we come back with chocolate covered cherries. Everybody wanted one. Amen. And then I was giving some of them little chocolate crunchy balls. And everybody wanted one. Let me just say this. When you're receiving gifts, the best thing about it is you can share with others. And once you got it, there's joy in sharing. Amen. 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 So if you get any gold, you can share it with me. Amen. But I thought about this. Gold and frankincense and myrrh, they give unto him. And I thought about this. Brother Mallory, you know gold shines. And God wants us to shine. That's something that you can do unto him. Let him know that you got a radiant shine and a smile and a gladness and a joy to the world, that you have got a gift, and because of that, it makes you shine. Amen. Do you know that's invaluable? That's a better gift than gold, to have somebody to shine and live for Jesus. Amen. We need more of them in the world. Our country needs a true born again Christian that loves God and will give their life to him. And brother, that's what God wants. Amen. Gold was brought to him because Matthew, Brother D.B., had just got done with the lineage coming down through Abraham's family on down to David, and from David down to Jesus. 14 generations from Abraham to David, and 14 generations from David to Jesus. And the whole purpose of him doing that was to prove the king is supposed to come. He's here. We found him, and we're going to carry him some presents. Amen. Do you know, kings was worthy of gold, not peasants, not carpenters. Amen. But kings was worthy of gold. They carried their king some gold. Then they carried him some frankincense. That was for the priesthood, Brother Mallory. They'd use frankincense to burn incense unto God. And the Bible said that Jesus would be that high priest. Amen. Amen. There'd never been nobody like him before him. There's never going to be nobody like him after him. He even said one place that Jonah was great, but there's one greater than him here. And Solomon was great, but there's one greater than him here. Let me say today, there's nobody in this world or out of this world greater than Jesus. Amen. High priest, the frankincense, and then I wanted to read this, the myrrh. I looked it up just to make sure that I was getting it exactly right. And it said it was a dry gum of a balsam tree used in anointing. Boy, I got excited when I read that. You can believe this or not, but John said, I'm going to baptize you with water. But there's one coming after me, going to baptize in the Holy Ghost and with fire. I believe with all my heart. There's been people, Brother Mallory, ever since Jesus came to the world as a baby and was born and walked and died, he's anointed us with the Holy Spirit, and we'll know it because it flows from breast to breast. Amen. I'm afraid a lot of people Brother Mallory had mentioned one Sunday in Sunday school that we really didn't realize what kind of power we had when God gave us the Holy Spirit. I believe that. I believe most Baptist churches is afraid of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe Pentecostal goes past it, and a lot of it's emotion and show, and it ain't the Spirit. Amen. There's a fine line in the Holy Spirit, and He's easily offended. Amen. But He wants to stir us. He wants us to worship Him. He wants us to praise Him. He wants us to be excited that we found Him. And there's nothing wrong with a Baptist church or a born-again Christian getting excited that you found Him. Amen. They brought Him gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then I want to turn over to chapter 2 of the book of Luke. And 27. I told you I wouldn't be real long today. I'm just trying to share with you what I feel like the Lord showed me. The first one, they found Him. The second one, they did things unto Him. They gave Him gifts and things unto Him. But St. Luke chapter 2 and verse 27, the Bible said He came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for Him after the custom of the law. Let me just say this, after you found Him and after you did some things unto Him, there's some things we need to do for Him. Amen. We need to sing for Him. We need to preach for Him. We need to witness for Him. We need to live for Him. I mean, we could go on and on and on today. There's some things that God wants us to do for Him, and after all He's done for us, that's the least we could do. Amen. What are we doing for Him? I didn't say what we're doing for one another. I'm asking what we're doing for Him. I know if I give you a present, it's like giving Him one. But I believe every once in a while, He directly comes to me and says, "Jeff, are you going to feed my sheep like He did to Peter?" "Yeah, Lord, I'll feed you sheep." "You going to feed my lamb, Peter?" "Yeah, Lord, I'm going to feed you lambs." And the third time, after three times, "Peter, do you love me?" He said, "Yeah, Lord, you know that I love you." I believe it was bothering him, and he kept asking him, did he love him? Let me just say this. It's hard to love your wife. You ought to. You ought to love your children. But God wants us to love for Him. Have a love for Him. Have a love for the church and to worship. Have a love to sing and read God's word. Amen. There's some things you can do for Him. Amen. And then I want to go back to this last one. When they found Him, they did some things unto Him. They did some things for Him. And lastly, they worshiped Him. This wasn't in the order that they did it. The word "when I found" worship Him. In chapter 2 of the book of St. Matthew, in 2nd verse, He said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews?" This was Herod asking the wise men this question. He said, "For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him." And right before we get to this, I want to say this. They followed the star for him. Amen. So they could find him. Amen. The wise men followed the star, and the shepherds followed the report of where he was at. I mean, everything they was doing in this story was all for him. The presence was for him. The traveling was for him. What they was doing was for him. Their worship was for him. And let me say this today, and everything we do, it ought to all be for him. Amen. But when we find him, when we've tried to do some things unto him. We've tried to do some things for him. I like this verse. I quoted a lot. Last shall be first, and the first shall be last. Just because sometimes the last thing we do don't mean it's the last thing in our heart. I believe sometimes we do things later. God really knows in our heart that we was thinking about doing it all along. And let me just say this. There's nothing wrong with worshiping him. Amen. 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 I know at this last part of this year, seemed like I preached and prayed and focused more on worshiping him and praising him and living for him and doing for him. But if we can't worship him and we can't praise him and we're not going to do anything for him, brother, we're a useless cause in this world. God wants to use us, amen. And when he does, we ought to worship him, amen. Do you know some of you shouldn't even be here this morning? That's a weak amen. I think all of us at some point in time in our life have gotten real sick and didn't think we was going to make it. I'm only 42. I remember just in my family. I remember when Ryan was a month old, we didn't think he was going to make it. I remember in later years, I was in ICU. 7 days, and I didn't think I was going to make it. There's been times this past week my wife was hurting so bad to hold her chest, and it was, I thought, I didn't know if it was her heart or her back. And you don't really ever know. I mean, you hear of it all the time that somebody's here, and then all of a sudden they're gone. Like Joe. There he's in a truck, from what I understand, just riding down the road, and just pulled over the side of the road there and went out to meet his maker. Amen. We don't know when we're leaving here. But let me just say this. If he spared you, if he saved you, if he's blessed you, if he walks with you, he's worthy of our praise, amen. He's worthy to be worshipped, amen. And I don't think I ain't getting on to Welcome Grove, but I'm going to get on to the church. I don't think the church worships the Lord enough. We don't praise him enough. And we don't do enough for him. Not compared to what he's done for us. It's not to try to make us feel bad. I've always felt like there's been people that's helped me, Brother Troy, so much that I think even if I got rich and got $1 million, I couldn't make it even. You understand what I'm saying? I've thought about that sometimes, and it's humbling. It breaks you down to think that somebody else would do so much for you, and you can't hardly do anything for them. I've told a few people that. I said, you need to quit. You're way ahead. I couldn't catch you now if I wanted to. You're going to get the privilege, Brother Troy, one day. Brother Raindown knows, already experienced this. Where somebody look to you, and you probably our experience, and they'll say, you just keep praying for me. You've did more for me than you think you have. You keep preaching to me. You've helped me more than you think you ever have. Amen. But it ain't us, it's the Lord. Amen. Amen. But we ought to worship him. You feel like just having a Holy Ghost running fit sometime. You think about what God's done for you. I want to come get a verse of song, and I want you to really think about this. Have you found him? Have you did anything unto him? Have you did anything for him? And have you worshipped him? Have you? You know, somebody made a statement. I believe it was Thursday at work. It was Thursday or Friday, but I believe it was Thursday. My heart was saddened, Brother Mallory. But you know, all of them come in, they say, y'all open Monday and Tuesday? I say, no, sir, we're closed for Christmas Eve and Christmas this year. usually were not closed on Christmas Eve. They make us work, and they used a floating holiday. Brother Thomas and I got 2 days off in a row there and got a 4-day weekend. One of my drivers come in. He asked me, I said, no, we're closed Monday and Tuesday. And he said, don't Christmas just get in the way sometime. He said, I'm trying to figure out how my night shift. I don't want to work Christmas, but we've got to load trucks Wednesday. And I don't want them to have to work Christmas Eve night to load the trucks to deliver Wednesday. And he said, it just seemed like God really don't care if it's on December the 25th or not. Does he? And I had to agree with him on that part. I said, no, I don't think he cares what day it is. He said, we ought to just slide it to Friday. So that every year it's not floating and we can just have a 3-day weekend and we can just let everybody off. And boy, my flesh wanted to be ugly. But my spirit, I just told him, I said, well, I hope you have a Merry Christmas. I'll be praying for you. I love you. But you know what I wanted to tell him? Yeah, I think God would be pleased with us if we just move Christmas out of our way. There's churches that ain't going to have services 2 years from now because it's going to be on Sunday. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, oh, yeah. They're going to cancel it. You watch. Called off Easter Sunday night because they're going to go hunt eggs. Churches. Brother Matt, it seems like we're moving everything of God. You know, and we'll be the first one sometime if we're not careful. Any of us. Now, I think this is where the Bible talks about judging your brother. Being careful that you ain't got a beam in your own eye. We hear somebody on church pushing God out of their life, Brother Nick. We'll say, look at there. Don't that just make you sick? Then we go to the church and say, I think we ought to vote to not have church since it's on Christmas. There was a church almost split last year over it. One man said, I think we ought to cancel church. And 90% or about 98% Sister Tracy voted and said, yeah, I think we ought to cancel. One old deacon stood up and said, I know the majority of the church rules, but he said, there ain't nothing says that an individual can't come by themselves. He said, y'all can close out service, but that Sunday night I'm going to be sitting here on a bench even if I'm by myself. I'm coming to church. And it caused a problem. He had a key to the church, and they didn't want him to go down there because they canceled it off, and they thought he was trying to rebel against the church. I tell you what, Brother Troy, we've lived into a sad day, and I ain't trying to make us leave on a bad note. I'm just telling you, don't forget what Christmas is really about. It's about finding Him and helping people find Him. It's about doing things unto Him. It's about doing things for Him. And it's about when He does things for us, worshiping Him and thanking Him for His name. I want your eyes to our feet. Brother Nick, what verse of songs on your heart? How about it this morning? Have you found Him? Do you do things unto Him? Do you do things for Him? Do you worship Him like you should? Come on, Brother Nick. Whatever verse or song is on your heart. Christmas. It's all about Him. It's all about Him. You ever been saved? Are we doing things unto Him or for Him? Are we worshiping Him? Where do you stand with the Lord? Where do you stand with the Lord this morning? How's your heart? How's your spiritual condition? God, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you once again. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, Lord, for all that you've done. I'm so thankful, Lord, we found you. And I'm more thankful you found me. It's the shepherd that goes looking for the sheep. Lord, the moral of the story was they come looking for you. You said if we'd seek, we'd find. Knock and you'd open the door unto us.
we'd ask, we'd receive. I pray, God, you'd touch these hearts that's in the altar this morning. I pray you'd help us put you first. I pray that you'd help us, Lord, realize that we found you. That we found you. We found a great treasure. Lord, I pray, God, today you touch these hearts. Lord, if there's anyone here today that's never been saved, I pray this will be that good hour. They'll trust you. Lord, I pray you bless each and every person with their family through this time of the year. Help us be a giving people. Lord, I pray you to help us not forget to worship you. Lord, we'll thank you. We'll praise you for it all. It's in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. The Lord wants you to come this morning. You still need to find him. Never met him as your personal Savior. How about it this morning? You know what I was thinking while she plays softly? Sometimes when I don't think a lot of people even knows how a pastor goes about finding a message. Sometimes you'll be praying, and the Lord just give you one. Sometimes you'll be studying, and the Lord just open up some scripture to you and maybe give you a thought or give you an insight on a verse, Brother Randy. And then you take that, and you do what he told you to do, and you study. Try to make sure that you're studied it out right. What God shows you is not wrong. But usually he'll just show you one thought, and that thought won't last but about a second or two. And then you have to study, and the Lord will help you through your study. He'll show you things that could go with it that backs exactly what he told you. Sometimes you're not praying or studying. You're just riding down the road. Just thinking about Christmas, thinking about your family, thinking about your job, thinking about troubles. And the Holy Spirit will just move in. And I like this, and he'll just give you a little thought, Brother Brandon. That's what happened to me this week. Lord come by and just said, you know, maybe this in my words. I can't explain it. Lord comes on to me. It's just it's almost like I'm feeling it, but I can almost hear it. But it's just like he said, you know, Jeff, everything you're going to do during Christmas is for me. Everything you do is going to be for me. If you go be with your family, that's what I want you to do, spend time with your family. If you go to work, that's what I want you to do. I want you to take care of your family. If you buy your children presents, I want you to be a good father. He wasn't talking to my wife. She wasn't in the car, so I can't say good mothers. I'm talking about when he's talking to me. He said, when you preach that Christmas sermon, it's not for them. It's for me. I'm preaching for him. It helps us. If you'd have it, he's my employer. He's my Lord, my master. And I'm his servant. When we come in, we should just be saying what he sent us to say. Just like a king would send a messenger and he'd say, you go down and tell them what I said. And he'd leave and he'd go tell them, Brother Mallory. And he said, when you preach, it's going to be for me. And this is the part that really got a hold of me. He said, you remember when you went to Bethel Baptist Church? You went to that altar that morning? I said, yeah, Lord. He said, you're just coming for me. Now, at first, I didn't understand it because I thought, how could me going to the altar be for him? But that's what I went to get him.
That's right.
I mean, when I go to the grocery store,
I'm going for my wife. It's not just a place that you're going for a reason. And it's like God just, and I could have easily this morning preached, we just need to do some things for Him. But I got to study and said, Lord, I just want to read this Christmas story again and see what all they did for you. And then as I started reading, He started pointing out times. He said, well, some of them found Him. I didn't even know the word for Him was in there like that together. You just, sometimes you don't know, just thought. Then next thing I read, I said, well, man, they did some things unto Him. Look at there. They found Him, they did some things unto Him. Got to find a little further, and then I really got excited. They said, then His parents went in the temple and did some things for Him by the custom of the law. And the Lord said, there's your anchor right there. That's what I was talking about. You know, they wasn't going to church for themselves. Y'all hear what I'm saying? We come to church, it should be for Him. To praise Him, to worship Him, to talk to Him in the altar. To help other people, that's doing things for Him. And He said, when you do all them things, He said, you ought to have a reason to worship Him. And it was just like the Lord just laid out like steps. That ain't too much of a 4-point. Messenger or preacher, if you'd have that, I'm not against that. I like just getting a thought the Lord give me and just go with it. But sometimes the Lord will just let you put a few things together, and I don't know about you, but He excited my heart with it. He touched me in a special way, and I hope He's touched yours this morning. I believe people have come, and I'm going to allow us to sing one more verse, but I believe this. Just as the shepherds traveled, just as the wise men traveled, sometimes coming from the back bench can seem like you're traveling afar when you got to go get saved or go to the altar to pray. Now, you might not think that I'd know that, but Brother Mallett, I remember sitting on the very back with the teenagers, and the Holy Spirit would make its way past the mamas and the daddies and the deacons, past the song leader, past the pianist, come all the way back there to the bench where the teenagers was at, where we thought He wasn't going to get all the way back there, where nobody was shouting, Brother Brandon. Some of them was passing love notes. Some of them was to me. Some of them was coming from me. The last thing I thought, Brother Nick, the Holy Spirit was going to come back there. And I remember a few times He'd get a hold of my heart, and then I'd start holding on the bench. And I was looking down there, and it looked like I was in the top bleachers of the Georgia Dome. And I was going to have to walk all the way down there to the field. It just seems like it's a forever. Now, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm telling you the truth. It seems that way. A lump will get in your throat. And you're like, what's people going to think? And the walk down and how long it's going to be. Brother Troy, I don't know if it's happened to you, but I remember when He finally got a hold of me strong enough, it wouldn't have mattered if the present would have been there. And one day, I just, Brother Mallett, just like I took that one step. It wasn't that far. I don't even remember getting. It wasn't like it was took me forever. I was back in the car, Brother Nick, and smiling, done got rid of all my sins. And 5 minutes ain't hardly went by. It just happened so quick. What's amazing, you can get salvation this quick. It don't take just a second to get it, Brother, but you never get over it. It lasts a lifetime. You can live to be 100 or 80 or 90 or 140. But what you can get in 5 minutes or 2 minutes or the walk or 10 minutes or Brother D.B., even some 30 minutes if they pray real long, it'll take care of a lifetime if you mean it. I want us to sing one more verse of song. I believe the Lord wants somebody to come this morning. Travel to come find Him. I believe He's knocking on your heart's door. He wants you to be saved. Come on, let's sing one more verse of this morning. How about it? How about it? You need to be saved. The Lord's dealing with your heart. Have you accepted Him as your Lord and Savior? Whose blood can cleanse? believe that's sufficient for the invitation. Don't forget tonight, service at 6 o'clock. Certainly keep praying for the Worthington family. If you don't have your number on the calling post, please get with Sister Nancy so she can add that. We send out the times and everything for Brother Don's brother there. You'll have it. The other thing I will mention this, it's not the reason I didn't give no information on Brother Don's brother. They don't have any yet. Brother Don did say his boys had mentioned to him they didn't want to do anything on Christmas Eve or Christmas. They just didn't feel like doing it on those days, and that he felt like the viewing would possibly be Wednesday and the funeral Thursday. But don't go leaving here and telling everybody that's what it is, because it's not. They've not even met with the funeral home. But so just keep that in mind, that if you're thinking you hadn't heard something by tomorrow, that you maybe you hadn't missed it, because we still hadn't got the information. But as soon as we get it, we'll send it out to you. If you haven't got one and you do get worried that you hadn't heard, you can call my cell phone number, and I'll let you know if we've heard anything. If I know it, I'll let you.